Coming down off the mountain like he does, one of the finest riders here in the Hudson Valley, Mr. Guy Reed. Come on down.
Damn it, irony again. In the dream, I discovered you can get to another universe, one right next to ours, by car. We loaded into the family wagon and left our belongings behind. The entrance ramp is steep and curves. You have to go slow. Lock the doors or the hangers-on living near there will get in as they run to climb aboard. If you shift into low, stomp the gas, you gain enough speed to leave them panting in the dust. Still navigate the turns and make the incline. Though I must report disappointing news. Once we got off the ramp, we found they built a shopping mall. Other people busy coming and going paid no attention to us, the new arrivals. It's such a letdown. Capitalists everywhere. Consumers, too. And we thought we were free. Maybe I should write a poem about what is actually sold at the shopping mall in the universe next to ours. This is a voice I don't write in very often, but I like it when it shows up. Revision. I took the devil out of my poem. He was clogging my voice box with decaying spiders. I took the devil out of my poem, but I left in the neck kissing and ear nibbling because it's angelic. I took the devil out of my poem because pus filled my eyes. I was tired of talk about nothing. I want to talk of poems, though they make nothing happen. And every poem is a love poem. I took the devil out of my poem because we see death every day and can do nothing except waltz. Life, 2-3, death, 2-3. I took the devil out of my poem because those who die unjustly return with murder on their minds. I took the devil out of my poem because Vincent van Gogh died on a Tuesday. I took the devil out of my poem because he despises innocence. Because he loves love, but he only loves with intent. I took the devil out of my poem because I hate the sound of grinding words against my teeth. He turns them to dust along with my books, my fingers, my pens, and bricks of my convictions. I took the devil out of my poem because the God-fearing keep putting him back in there. There is no caesura the devil cannot fill with vanity and pride. I took the devil out of my poem because the suicides are enough to break the heart. I took the devil out of my poem because time is only as long as a cigarette. I took the devil out of my poem because a millennium from now, humans will be living like a millennium ago. I took the devil out of my poem because the road to my soul is paved with stones, dried leaves, and patches of snow. I took the devil out of my poem because irony is fun, but only if you are in on the joke. I took the devil out of the poem because I'd rather listen to Mozart than the news, because in the future all poems will be written in HTML code. I took the devil out of my poem because the future is underwater with patches of sand and plastic. I took the devil out of my poem because my conscience makes me want to do the right thing, though I often prefer to sleep. Because simplicity is difficult. I took the devil out of my poem because the universe is riddled with dark matter, because truth and detail play hide and seek. I took the devil out of my poem because I fear the random gun burst in my chest, because I fear I will not have time to defend, explain, or say goodbye, because everyone's documentary is screening in their head. I took the devil out of my poem because spontaneous malfunction is built into the system and the machine is a rolling stone. Thank you.
Thanks, man.